Okay, let me see. I think this is Alexander Kumi now on our line this morning. Let me now go on the line to bring in. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Alex Kumi.
Okay, let me say welcome, Honorable Alexander B. Kumi. Welcome to Baapulu County. You are live on the Voice of Bo this morning. Specifically, where are you speaking from?
I'm speaking from Togo.
Okay, that's great this morning. I'm happy to have you on the line. So basically, what message do you have for the people of Baapulu? They are listening to you at this time.
Well, Henry, I want the people of Baapulu to know that they have a major decision to make on October 10th. They can choose to change our country, change Baapulu, and take it forward with better infrastructure, better education, better health, or they can choose more of the same. And we offer a very different alternative. You know, I always say, Henry, that if you keep doing the same things, you will not get different results. And I want the people of Baapulu to do something different by electing a different leader with different experiences if we truly want to change our country.
That's good. So, now, let me look at, again, you need to keep reminding the people about what you intend to do if you are elected as president of this country. So would you mind to just do that this morning on this platform?
Thank you, thank you. So, to your listening audience, there are five things we want to do. We call it what we will do. And then I'll also talk about the how we will do it, the what and the how. So the what we will do is, first we'll focus on what we call infrastructure. That basically is roads, that is electricity, that is water, and that is connectivity, internet and cellular connectivity. So infrastructure is the first priority. The second priority is job creation and the economy. There are too many of our people who are unemployed, who don't have a job. The economy is not growing, our people are suffering. So our second priority is grow the economy and create jobs. Our third priority is agriculture, to support our farmers, feed ourselves, grow products that we can export. So agriculture is the next one. And then education, and then health. So those are the five priorities that we will focus on. Then how are we going to do this, Henry? The first how is we want to engage all Liberians to participate in the transformation of our country. Yes, the first step is to elect a different, a new leader, but all of us got to get involved. And so we're looking at how can we use music, arts, culture, sports, religion, reconciliation, those things to bring us together to engage in transforming Liberia. The second half is we got to find the money. Without money, we can't do any of these things. So we got to take waste out of government. You know, we spend a lot of money on cars. We spend a lot of money on travel. We pay our high government officials, legislators, too much. We need to reduce it so we can pay our teachers, our civil servants, our healthcare workers, our police more money. So we got to find the money. And then we got to grow our revenue side. We got to go after corruption. That's how we find the money. So after we find the money, then we want a government of inclusion. We want all Liberians to, for different geographical regions, political parties to be in the government. And then we got to grow the private sector, and we got to use technology to change our country. So those are the what's and the how we are committing to do for our Liberian people.
Yeah, you keep focusing on the issue of technology. That's bring me. Remind me of the issue of connectivity in Baapulu County. You know, all part of this country, we don't have network throughout the country. So how are you going to make sure that in the entire country we have network before even you talk about technology? Because if there's no network connectivity, it will be hard to just go ahead with this issue of technology.
That's correct. And that's why you're so correct. That's why connectivity is one of the keys for us in infrastructure. The first thing we'll do to start our process, Henry, is one of the first meetings that we have as president-elect is to meet with cell phone companies, to meet with Lone Star, MTN, to meet with Cellcom, Orange, to talk about what will it take for them to make sure the entire country is connected. So we may have to look at some of the regulations we put on them. We may have to look at some of the taxes. So I'm willing to look at all of those things to enable them to make sure we connect Bapolu, we connect all of Bapolu to the rest of the country and all the country is connected. Because at the end of the day, everything comes down to money, Henry. So if we can give them the right incentives, they will make sure they put cell towers everywhere we connect the country. And I promise that one of my first meetings as president-elect will be to meet with them, to meet with the LTA, to say, what will it take? What do we need to do to quickly connect the country? Because you're right, without that, you cannot leverage technology. Our people are asking me, you know, I've been traveling all around Liberia. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I go for hours without any connection. So I know what it's like for our people daily who cannot be connected. So it's a priority for us.
Okay, now let us look at the issue of this particular campaign period. You know, the issue of violence is what we are all fighting for so that we can have a peaceful election. So how can you encourage the people of Bapolu to remain violent free as we move on to election day? We got 19 more days to October 10.
Yeah, so I say to the people of Bapolu, the people of Liberia, that we have a young democracy, but it's a good democracy. It's not perfect, but it's a good democracy, and we should all accept the outcome of the elections. You know, the National Election Commission, like the rest of our country, is not perfect, but it's good enough. They've conducted election in 2005, in 2011, they've conducted various by-elections, and they will do this one 2017, they will do it well. So we should accept the outcome. We should believe the outcome. I as the senator of the ANC, I will accept the outcome of the election no matter what. I believe we will win, and I know we will surprise some people because they don't expect us to. But even in the unlikely case we don't win, we, ANC, I, Alexander Cummings, will accept the outcome of the election. I will accept the choice of the Liberian people. And I encourage the citizens of Bapolu and all of the political parties, the Unity Party, the CDC, the Liberty Party, all of the parties, to accept the outcome of the elections. And let's usher in a new era, a new leader to transform our country.
Well, that's great. So you are really optimistic of winning this election, are you?
Yes, we are, Henry. You know, as I travel around Liberia, our message is connecting with our people. They understand that you cannot keep doing the same thing and then expect things to change. And they're getting the message that we cannot keep electing the same old politicians. Only because they are familiar or because we know their names. But if you want your life to change, you got to do something different. And our message that we offer private sector experience, we know how to create jobs, we're going to put the Liberian people first before ourselves. You know, we say we're not going to feed ourselves first. We'll make sure Liberian people are fed before we fill our own stomach. Mm-hmm. All of these messages now are beginning to connect, and people are saying, you know what, we need to do something different, and we need to elect Alexander Cummings and Jeremiah Solotair so we can change Liberia. So I'm very optimistic that we'll win the election.
Yeah, during the debates at the Pinsville City Hall, you talk about none of your relative going to serve in this particular government if at all you are elected. Does that apply to all of the members, all those who contesting with your party?
Yeah, so what I said was that no immediate family member, none of my children, none of my sisters, none of my immediate family, my wife, none of us, none of them will serve in the government. So I make that very clear. But partisans of the ANC will serve in the government because this is an ANC party and it will be an ANC-led government. Although we want a government of inclusion to include other political parties and they have geographic representation in the government, the immediate family of Alexander Cummings, my children, my sisters, my mother, my wife, will not serve in the government.
Wow, that's great. Okay. Now, is there any other thing that you want to talk about before we can leave this one? Yeah, go right
ahead. Thank you, Yeah, a few other words. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience. Thank you for the very cool questions, Henry. And I want to say to the people of Papalu, vote for us. We need your vote. We need you to help us change Liberia. We need you to help us help you. Our country can be changed. You know, I've had the blessing of working in other African countries.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in Kenya, I worked in South Africa, I worked in Nigeria, and those people are not any smarter than Liberians. They don't work any harder than we do.
Mm-hmm.
But their country is developing faster than ours, and because they have selected different and better leaders,
mm-hmm,
to work with them to transform their countries. And so this is what we offer the citizens of Papalu. We ask for your support. We ask for your vote. We commit to you. We promise you will change Liberia. You know, they don't come and talk and do for nothing.
Hmm.
Because I choose my words carefully. I promise very carefully. But I know we can change our country. And I know if given the opportunity by the citizens of Papalu, they will not regret it and they will see a new and different Papalu and a new and different Liberia. So, Henry, thank you again. And I look forward to coming back to Papalu to celebrate victory with the citizens of Papalu.
Wow, that's great. And we hope to be part of that celebration as well right after the October 10 election.
Wonderful. So thank you so much.
All right.
And all the best.
Honorable Alexander B. Cummings, let me say thanks for at least speaking to the people of Papalu this morning. We hope to keep this engagement till even after the election, and before the election, we hope to keep the engagement. Thank you very much this morning.
All right. Thank you, Eric. All the best.
All right. The voice of the Alternative National Congress standoff barrier in this 2017 election, Honorable Alexander B. Cummings, he heard him clearly on this radio encouraging all his supporters to remain peaceful and to vote for him comes October 10. And he promised that right after the election, he will be here so that we all can celebrate his victory. We hope